Off the Ball, GAA.
I think it's just interesting seeing how maybe sometimes male coaches think or perceive how women want to receive feedback.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Thursday's Football Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, Fulham to test Brighton's resolve regarding Evan Ferguson. Stephen Bradley addresses those links to Millwall. And Arne Slot admits Liverpool were a shade lucky to emerge with a Carabao Cup quarterfinal win at Southampton. First today, Fulham are interested in taking Evan Ferguson to Craven Cottage. The Republic of Ireland striker has struggled to force his way into the Brighton team this season, having carried over an ankle injury from last term. Ferguson has started just twice in the Premier League, with his only goal this season coming in a substitute appearance in October's 2-2 draw with Wolves. According to Miguel Delaney, Fulham want to add Ferguson to their striking options for the remainder of the season and a push for European football. But just last month, Brighton manager Fabian Hürzeler batted away talk of a loan for Ferguson away from the Amex.
I don't know from where this information comes, because I said to Evan that I'm happy that he's here in the team, that I'm happy how he's training, in which shape he is physically, mentally, that of course he's a young player and he needs game time, but it's the best example is with Igor. So no one expected Igor to play that many games in this phase of the game, but Igor always made himself sure that he's ready for the games, that when he gets the chance, that he uses it. And he was always there in training. He always trained hard and he never complained. He accepted his role. And then when he got the chance, he was there. And that's the same thing what I demand from the other players. So accept your role. Don't complain. You can be disappointed if you're not playing. I always was also disappointed when I didn't play as a player. It's normal. It should be like this. But accept your role and make sure that you bring yourself in a mood that in a shape that when you get the chance that you're ready. And exactly that's what I demand from Evan, and that's also what I said to him. And I never said anything about a loan or something like this. So honestly, I can't comment this raw, because it is a raw, and we are happy that Evan is here, and I'm sure he can help us the next week.
Stephen Bradley says family will come first in any decision regarding his future. Shamrock Rovers' preparations for tonight's Conference League fixture with Chelsea have been sidetracked by Bradley being linked to the managerial vacancy at Millwall. But Bradley admits any discussions about his future need to be put to one side until after tonight's game at Stamford Bridge.
If I sat here and said that I'd been speaking to X, Y, Z, I think that's been really disrespectful to my club and my players, you know. That's not how we operate, and that's not how I operate. If one of the players did that, I'd be very upset with them, and I would have felt it cross the line there. So if I'm going to expect that from them, I've got to hold myself to them standards as well. And like I said to you, I think myself, the players and the club have a really strong and good connection and relationship, and my only focus this week has been preparing the team for tomorrow night. I understand people talk and there's speculation, but I can't control that. I don't want to control it. It is what it is. All I can control is getting these men prepared as best we can.
40-year-old son has gone through a battle with leukemia in recent years, and Bradley says family will always come first when he decides his future.
I am genuinely flattered by the interest that's been shown on me the last 2 years, and but I keep repeating, and I just, Josh is number one. He's treating me, my family's number one, but Josh's treatment's number one, and that's not going to change anytime soon. Do I want to better myself and try and be the best manager I can be and challenge myself? Of course I do, 100% I do, but for that to happen, everything has to be right. Like I said, I'm 40, I'm not 60, sitting here thinking that has to happen tomorrow. I'm still developing, still learning. And let's see what the future holds for me.
Liverpool manager Arne Slot admits his side were somewhat fortunate to book their place in the Carabao Cup semi-finals last night. First half goals from Darwin Núñez and Harvey Elliott had put the Reds in a commanding position away to Southampton by half-time, but the Saints pulled a goal back through Cameron Archer just before the hour mark, and Liverpool hearts were in mouths when Matheus Fernandes appeared through on goal and went to ground in a tussle with Jarrell Kwanzaa. Referee Simon Hooper emphatically waved away Southampton's claims for a foul, and Slot admits he was nervous as he watched from the stands.
The moment the ball is over the top, you're not nervous, but the moment you see two players colliding into each other, is that the way to use, word to use, colliding? Yeah. Then you always wonder what the decision might be. And in real life, I thought, ooh, he could have made a different choice. But then I saw it back and I felt that, yeah, he just used his arm. But for me, it wasn't a foul. But yeah, you never know. Referee decisions, do you?
The halftime introduction of Federico Chiesa marked the Italians' first minutes since September, and Slot was impressed with what he saw.
What I saw is what you can expect. If a player is out for 5 or 6 months, you cannot expect. I saw ups and downs. I saw some really good moments, and I saw some moments where I felt like, okay, you can do better than this. For me, that's completely normal if a player has been out for so long and plays his first game in 5-6 months, probably. And I already said before that that makes it also so difficult for me, because normally in the preseason a player gets 3, 4 or 5 games, especially, and then he's only out for 4 or 5 weeks. Now he's out for so long. So to get him back to his best level is not easy, but it was good to see that he showed some quality already today. But same for him, like for the youngsters, it's not enough to play at this level. You have to compete with Mo Salah, Cody Gakpo, Lucho, Darwin, Diogo. But it's good to see that he's back, and he also had a few good moments in the game.
Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta hopes Gabriel Jesus' brace last night will light the touch paper for the rest of his season. The Brazilian scored twice as Arsenal came from behind to beat Crystal Palace 3-2 at the Emirates to secure a first League Cup semi-final place in 7 years. Arteta wants to see Jesus score goals like that on a regular basis.
Yeah, well, he brings something. He has a quality, he has a way of creating, generating situation that is quite unique. So Gabi at that level, obviously, is a big asset for us. Yeah, it's now about consistency. So now, obviously, this is a moment of a spark that's going to give him so much confidence, not only to him, but to the team as well, that we can rely on him to change those games. And now we need to take it and give him more games, give him chances, because when a player is in that moment, it's important to continue to that.
Another man scoring on the double last night was Sandro Tonali. The Italian midfielder helped Newcastle win a place in tonight's semi-final draw with a 3-1 victory at home to Brentford. However, first half bookings for Bruno Guimaraes and Fabian Scher means both will miss the first leg of their semi-final. Eddie Howe admits that's a blow.
I think we're sort of aware that we were carrying a couple of players close to suspensions, but to lose Bruno and Fabi, two big players who have been consistently playing for us, is a huge miss. But that's what you got the squad for, and hopefully we can cope.
However, the Newcastle manager was delighted with Tonali's performance from midfield.
I think it will definitely help him. I think he's been truly back for a while, however you qualify that. I think his performances in the middle of the pitch have been very good for us. I think he continues to get better. The more he plays, the better his relationships are with the players around him. But I think he looks a lot more comfortable deeper on the pitch. Yeah, delighted with how our midfield's looking at the moment. I think we've got some outstanding players in there, but the balance looks good. And there's two goals. Look, he's got an unbelievable hit on him from distance. We've seen it in training a lot. Great to see one of them fly in. And the second goal as well, can't underestimate how good a finish that was.
That semi-final draw will be made after tonight's quarter-final clash of Tottenham and Manchester United. In light of Southampton's sacking of Russell Martin this week, Spurs manager Ange Postecoglou claims management is harder than the job of UK Prime Minister.
As a society, we're just so quick to just throw people in the trash and just like move on really quickly with no thought or any care around it. I said, I don't know if there's a good way or a best way of handling. That's why I've left before it's ever happened to me, mate. I kind of jump out before that comes my way. But I guess it's just like I said, we've crossed that line now. I think it's soap and slather. And I get people say, well, managers have always been sacked, but I just think now it's gone beyond that, where we forget there's a human being involved. This job is the hardest job now. in any walk of life, we say politics, this is harder than any job, because like I said, the tenure and the longevity of this role now means that you go into it, very few are going to come out of it without any scars.
You are dropping the Prime Minister.
Oh, yeah. Oh, mate. Come on. Yeah. I mean, how many times that, you know, he has an election, what, every, I don't know, few years. I have one every weekend, mate. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying, mate. We have an election every weekend and I either get voted in or out.
Postecoglou also ruled out a move for United's Marcus Rashford. United boss Ruben Amorim says he's yet to speak with his higher-ups, Jason Wilcox and Omar Berada, regarding the forward's comments.
No, I didn't speak with them. The interview was yesterday. I'm focused on Tottenham. I didn't have the time. My focus is to prepare the team for Tottenham.
As far as you know, the club's stance is that they want Marcus to go and stay and he's your player.
No, nothing changed. We believe in Marcus. Marcus is a player of Manchester United, so there's no change.
Katie McCabe provided an assist for Alessia Russo as Arsenal beat Bayern Munich to secure a top spot in Group C of the Women's Champions League last night. Arsenal won 3-2 to galvanise Rene Slager's claims of keeping the manager's job on a permanent basis. Bayern's defeat means they go through as runners-up and will face one of Chelsea, Lyon and Barcelona when the knockout draw is made in February. Alexia Putellas scored Barca's third in a 3-0 defeat of Manchester City, that one in Group D. City finished second in that group via a vastly inferior goal difference. Finally, Celtic are targeting a return to the club for Kieran Tierney. The fullback's Arsenal contract expires in the summer and Brendan Rodgers' side are hoping to take him back to Parkhead. Tierney joined Arsenal from Celtic in 2019 for €27 million, but injuries have blighted his time in North London. 27-year-old spent last season on loan at Real Sociedad but made his first appearance of the season in last night's win at home to Palace. Tierney was used as a winger in that game, which Mikel Arteta believes is suited to the Scot.
Well, he's playing their strengths, you know, and that's something that we have to continue to learn, because they give you a lot of information. They tell you, not sometimes with their words, but with a lot of information, where they feel more comfortable, and it's certainly there. It's much better fit for him.
That's it for today's Football Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Football feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge, Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Football Daily for you tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.